Many members of the public and those representing service organizations voiced their concerns to members of the committee at City Hall in Pittsfield. The hearing was an effort by committee member Tricia Farley Bouvier to allow Berkshire residents to address the committee. The Democratic representative from Pittsfield organized the meeting after a scheduled hearing in June was canceled. Most of the concerns involved funding, knowledge, and access to programs for those in need. Representative Kay Kahn chairs the committee. The Democrat from Newton says poverty is an underlying factor.
Perhaps even form a poverty commission to really, really seriously look at why it is that we have so many people struggling in poverty. And I think that's something that we're hoping will come out of the legislation that we're putting together.
Berkshire County's poverty rate is nearly 12%, making it one of the poorest counties in the state, along with Franklin County. Disabled community members pointed to a lack of job opportunities because of inconsistent public transportation, spotty broadband internet, and companies being unaware of tax incentives for hiring the disabled. The committee also heard concerns from organizations serving people with mental, psychological, and emotional needs. These focused on a lack of funding and people who don't qualify for assistance because they don't fall under the guidelines for a specific disability. Kahn says it's a balancing act between raising taxes to provide additional upfront services or potentially bearing more costs down the road.
And it's mainly because of resources, I think, that we've had to, really tighten up on eligibility, which is really unfortunate. And in the long run, as we heard today, it's more costly to the state because many of these clients sometimes end up in a nursing home.
Kim Borden works as a liaison for foster parents with the Department of Children and Family. A foster and adoptive mother herself, Borden says the lengthy legal process prevents children in need from receiving proper attention.
When rights should be terminated, then rights should be terminated. The constant ability to appeal when rights have been terminated have held up these adoptions, have kept children's lives in limbo.
Kahn says her committee is considering creating a subcommittee to address adoption and foster care issues.
It's tricky, and so how do you determine that when somebody is not competent to be a parent? That's a difficult road to go down, and so there are no easy answers, but I think it's definitely worth, I mean, I'm particularly interested in trying to get folks together to take a look at that, take a look at this more seriously, and to see if we can make some changes that might be helpful.
Borden says those who use drugs and alcohol while pregnant need to be held accountable because children born under those conditions suffer from learning and behavior problems later in life.
If you have a parent who has had 4, 5, 6, 7, 9 children who have been removed and who have been placed for adoption, that it should be a no-brainer. It shouldn't take 4 years for one of those children to be adopted.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.